Hello, welcome back. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm here with.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Lisa. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, for Monday, the 26th of August.
Well, what do we have cooking today, Mike?
Well, early in the morning, 2:30 a.m. today, we have the sun squaring the moon. And
While we're still sleeping.
that sets the tone for the morning.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is pay attention to your dreams. When these kind of aspects happen in the middle of the night, usually we're sleeping, not always, but usually. You know, and that moon is our inner sense of identity, and the sun is our outer sense of identity, and they're a bit at odds. And the card for today is the Seven of Swords. This is the lies that we tell ourselves. Fear always lies. It overestimates a threat and underestimates us. And the run that we've had from Saturday, Sunday into Monday, fear is the place where we don't realize our own power. And so we will go out and we'll triangulate. You know, this is where you have to have other people validate your point of view in order for you to feel secure enough to have it. And it's just like, no, you get to break up with the Three of Swords and the Knight of Swords are helping you break up with those lies. The only authority that you need to know is you, as far as if it feels true, it opens you up. It feels when somebody says something, even if it's a hard truth, your chin goes up, your shoulders drop away from your ears, you know, you can relax and open up your body. It's like, yep, that's true. You know, like I'll never forget, there's this big teacher, and somebody said, you've got quite the ego. And he looked at him, he didn't get the least bit defensive, and he goes, yep, I do. And it's just like, that's the kind of truth you can see and experience when you let go of defending yourself against unnecessary threats. Other people's opinion of you does not limit you in any way. You do when you believe the lies. So break up with it. Tell a better story about you to you.
Amen to that. The thing is, we're going to be feeling all throughout the rest of the day Venus Uranus trine, because although it won't perfect till a little bit past midnight tonight, we're starting to already feel the effects of a Venus trine Uranus, and that's a good feeling. That's relationship breakthroughs. That's the rebirth of love and friendship, especially with a retrograde Mercury right now, going back and rekindling those friendships. It's a good time to do that on Monday.
You don't have to inhabit fearful stories of you, which makes you bolder with that Venus Uranus to take emotional risks. You can do this. If there's a resilience, it's like the wise adult in you is taking the wounded child and the rebellious teenager in hand and managing them so they're not acting out, and you get to reap the rewards while still being all of you.
And the astro energy supports that, allows that to manifest. So that's the time to act, right? When the energy is at the wind is in your sails, right?
Oh, love that. Exactly. Why not? Sail into it. So, well, that's a good Monday.
That's a great Monday.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being with us and joining us for it. Great report, Mike. I thank you, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm Lisa with Truth in Hand.
Thank you, Lisa. I'll see everyone tomorrow, and I'll see you tomorrow too. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Until next time.
Till next time.